The date is December 24th, 1980. Eric's got the flu. And,
That's a bummer.
We're going to be, going to Flo and Marty's tomorrow for dinner.
You bet.
Okay, let's start off with Eric. Why don't you have a few things to say? Relate your situation. Bring us up to date.
Well, I don't know what to say.
You have to talk a little bit louder.
I don't know what to say.
Well, think of anything. What's on your mind?
What's it like to be in junior high? Talk a little bit about junior high.
What have been your good things that you like about it?
Like math.
Yeah. Anything else you like?
No. Well, getting out of school.
Getting out of school? I thought you liked lunch, the fact that you could choose your own lunch.
That's pretty good.
What do you like?
Pizza.
Yeah.
What else? Twinkies?
No. Like, milk and all.
Mm-hmm. What, do you eat a Twinkie every day?
No. Once every week. Well, maybe twice. Then I have cupcakes to rest.
What kind of cupcakes?
Hostess cupcakes. They're the chocolate cupcakes.
That's what you buy and spend your money for?
No, I also buy it on pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs, weenies, apples, milk, juice.
Apples?
Oh my gosh!
Apples? How often in junior high have you purchased an apple?
Once a month.
An apple a month keeps the doctor
in business.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, you took care of it yourself, so I think that was...
Yeah, my room smells like the Dickens.
Well, I'm going to go in there and try to do the best I can with it.
Good luck.
Well, what else?
It better not smell you out.
Anything else you wanted to talk about?
No.
You've got some lovely gifts this holiday season from Arizona. And
yeah, that was good. The Arizona.
Marianne got you something really terrific.
Uh huh. I'm gonna take that to Cleveland with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like as a bag.
Can you talk about going to
Cleveland? Oh yeah, I'm gonna be going to Cleveland with, on a bus.
All right, let's talk to John.
I'm 8. Yeah, that's it. I'm 8 and I'm in 3rd grade, which stinks.
Why?
Why? You asked me why, honey? Because, it's boring. It's boring. School's boring. School's boring, you hear that?
I believe it.
And on my birthday, I'm going to Max and Irma's brother. And, have you heard of the place called Max and Irma's? They have little telephones, and you have an old-fashioned one on your table, and you can call other people on other tables.
Have you ever been there?
Are you kidding?
Yes, sir.
Never in my life. Hmm. Never in my lifetime.
And what are you going to do when you get there?
Unless I was a little infant. What am I going to do when I get there? Make my own sundae. Get a hamburger.
No, you're going to make your own sundae. Forget the hamburger.
Oh, well, I'm going to make my own sundae. More caramel and more chocolate. I say more caramel and more chocolate.
You still playing the piano?
Yep, I'm still playing the piano.
Maybe you have anything else to say?
Are you working at auto?
Yeah. I'm going to work on Friday. Help clean up in the morning.
I'm going to help start the restaurant.
I'm going to stay there until Mommy takes us home.
It's a long day.
I'm going to have 2 dinners on flight on Thursday. I'm going to have 1 at Mary Ann's and 1 at Flo and Marty. Carrie's Ma and Dad. Ma and Dad. Yep. That's it. Mom and Dad. Right, Terry?
Right.
You got a frog in here. I don't want to kiss it and make him a prince. He's ugly as he is. I've heard those stories before.
What happened when Renee wanted to kiss you? What did you do? You looked up at her and said, I can't, you're ugly. No.
Oh, did he say that to Renee?
And I'd say if somebody was about to kiss me, you'd lay off.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Lay off.
That's not very nice when a lady...
Lay off.
He said his feelings, he didn't want her to kiss her.
She kissed me, I'd barf.
She's a very nice girl.
Who?
Renee.
Who's Renee?
The bar lady.
Huh? Oh, her. Mm-hmm. I don't feel good.
Come in bed with me?
Neither do I. Neither does Eric. Okay, anything else anybody wants to say?
Yeah, because I want to work in the summer camp and I want to earn $1 an hour.
Why?
Because I work hard.
What would you do with your money?
What would I do with it?
Mm-hmm. Spend it.
Save it to buy a restaurant.
No, I'd save it. I'd save it. I'd save it.
What for? You mean put it in the bank like you did your own money? of your own accord, you actually did save the money. And then you came to me with your money and suggested that you put it in the bank Monday. And that was most unusual for a little boy to be
with. Ah, from the talk, yeah, job, no, and many more serious.
What?
Oh, well,
a pillow with a lamp and he has to pay for it himself.
Well, we haven't decided. I haven't made up my mind. Yeah, he broke a lampshade because he didn't have to do that in the living room. And he did it anyway, and Eric ducked.
I should have.
Then he went back to pass, breaks the lampshade!
Eric is still castigating. Castigating himself because.
Castigating, hear that? Castigating.
That's not what you think.
He wheezing juice, can you say that? Castigating? Nice try.
Very good. Very good.
Hey, this is a new job. Funky talk. You can say.
Whoops. Damn, someone stole my sneakers.
Remember when we used to love Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Eric's going to tell them.
Okay, there's this drunk guy, and he flags down a cab. And when he gets in, he says to the cab driver, "Do you have room for a two pizzas, two six packs, and
in the front seat?"
And the cab driver says, "Yeah, sure."
I got one. I got a joke. This is John again.
What?
Okay.
John.
These two people, they're drunk and they're sitting at a bar and they're architects. And this one guy says, "I've been told a story, 80 stories high." You know that? And the drunk says, "Well, is that true?" And he says, "Yeah, sure it's true." And when you jump off the top, at 60, an updraft picks you and carries the next building. I gotta see that for myself. Okay, so they walk over, they go up to the 80th floor, get on top of the roof. And the first drunk jumps off, 80, 70, 60, whoosh, and updraft picks him up and carries him to the other building. Well, he says, second drunk says, he says, "I gotta try that for myself." Jumps off, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 20, 10, 5, all over the sidewalk. "What a disgrace," he says. He goes back to the bar and bartender says, "Hey, where's the other one?" He's laying all over the sidewalk. And the bartender says, "You know, Superman, when you're drunk, you're a real boob."
Terry talk.
And me.
Come here, Terry.
Oh, yeah. Terry.
Ding,
ding. You want to buy a house?
No, thanks.
Want to lease a building?
Want to lease a building?
20,000 square feet?
20,000 square feet. For pleasure or work?
Pleasure?
Touch down here.
What's that?
That's a house of pleasure.
Mm. Well, Terry, what are you going to do tomorrow for dinner?
Hopefully not get sick. I think that would be the...
That would be unusual. Ultra.
That would be nice. We could all enjoy dinner.
For a change. That would
be the ultimate.
That'd be the impossible.
What do you say you do for a living?
Oh, me? I work at school.
No, Terry.
go after redheads.
Like my mom, she's a real frizzhead redhead. Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
I really like a redhead woman who's into corned beef.
Yeah. I don't like corned beef.
How about into turkeys?
Not into turkey. Chocolate, maybe.
Hey, she's a chocolate, freak. Huh? Mm-hmm. She's chocolate.
What's your favorite type of chocolate?
Godiva's dark chocolates.
Is that Lady Godiva? Isn't that the lady who supposedly drove through England without any clothes on? What does that have to do with chocolate?
It was hot. She was warm.
What does that have to do with chocolate?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Excuse me?
You think she went into a chocolate barn?
I don't know what happened to her.
She probably went into a chocolate barn.
Oh, I got this joke, right?
Was it good?
Old woman. And she says...
Look at the shoe.
No, and she says... Well, I gotta do something really exciting in my life.
Oh, I like this.
And she says, I know, I'll strip through the party I'm gonna have tonight. So, at the party, she takes off all her clothes and burns rubber down the hallway, in through the kitchen, back out the door, through the doghouse, and she just dripping all over the place. And there's these two old men sitting down in the hallway, and one says, what was that, Lady Godiva? He says, I'm not sure. And the first one says, the first guy says, Mini what was she wearing? And the second old man says, I don't know, but it sure needs ironing.
I love that story.
Okay, I got
all right, one
skit.
More, and then that's
it. We have to get it. Stop, Mom. Look, it stopped.
No, it's still moving.
I got the skip.
Is it short?
Yeah.
Very? Because this is a long enough tape, okay?
Okay, this guy, his name is George, and he's mowing the lawn. He's lost his dog. And he goes,
always hurt.
And she's his friend. He says, hey, George, you're looking down. And George says, yeah, that's my dog. What's his name? Fred. Fred? Yeah, Fred. Fred? Yeah, Fred. Fred. And so he says, well, I'll keep an eye on and see if I find him. Okay, so he goes back to his work. Fred, I told you not to be in love when I was mowing. Fred.
Ooh.
Okay.
And what's that other part?
I'm looking over.
My dead dog, Fred.
When, like,
the dog's name was Rover. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. One leg is missing, the other is gone. One leg is splattered all over the lawn. There's no use complaining. There's no dog remaining, is part of the lawn. You see, I'm looking over my dead dog road. Who I sent to return a thief.